Well, this morning we have a guest joining us in studio. Paul Sanford is with us today. Paul is the commander for the American Legion's Midwest Region. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Very much. You are a veteran of the World War, or World War. You are a veteran of the Vietnam era.
I was in the Vietnam era, yes.
Yeah. And so your experience, well, it was a little bit different than some of the others from World War II and some of those since.
That's right. I spent 14 months in Korea, so it was a little different even coming back from Korea during that time than it was when the guys come back from Vietnam.
Oh, I bet it was. Well, how much of that experience, I'm sure it changed your life, but did it change your life's direction?
A lot of it did. My focus now is, of course, of working with the American Legion and being a National Vice Commander is we're focusing on taking care of our veterans. And one of the things that we've always, everybody recognizes us is we're veterans serving veterans. That's one of the things that we're recognized by, because we continue to help and support our veterans and make sure our veterans get what they need.
Well, as a Vice Commander, you have taken very much a leadership role. I assume you started locally being involved in American Legion leadership posts and state and moved up the ladder. Why is it important to you to continue on in leadership?
Basically, to take care of the veterans and see that the veterans get what we need. One of the things that we push and focus on is the American Legion, of course, was founded on four pillars. And the first pillar, to me, is the most important pillar, and that's the Veterans Administration and Rehabilitation. That's taking care of our veterans and making sure that their needs are met. And as everybody knows, the past year, with all the problems through the VA system, when our Commander Dillinger, National Commander Dillinger, last year asked for Secretary Shinseki's resignation, every other veterans organization went against us. And now the funny thing about it is several of those are saying that they were involved in the process and getting things done because we're making a difference. We are making a difference. It's still not where it needs to be, but we have a system that's worth saving because it's the best system that we have for being able to take care of our veterans.
How much of the response, though, when that first came out about the waiting lists and what have you through the VA system and veterans actually dying, waiting around for appointments and things, you know, it's more than just disappointing. It's maddening.
It's extremely maddening, and that's why our National Commander Dillinger last year did what he did, because he got right in the middle of it, and we started wanting heads to roll and be able to take care of the problem, because the people that got bonuses, and one of the things that we're focusing on right now is we wanted to change part of the system, the way they do recognize for awards. We want them to be able to, based on the amount of claims that are done correctly, not the amount of claims that are done, period. And that's what's been done in the past. They were just going through the claims, whether they were right or wrong, they'd say, well, we did them, so, and that's what they did and got done. And we're getting that changed.
Mm-hmm. You know, so much of what's been done with treatment of veterans patients over the years, over the decades, has been, you know, loss of limbs, loss of different physical things. Now we have a lot of veterans coming back with other issues, post-traumatic stress disorder, some brain issues from some of the things that they're experiencing. Are we doing a pretty good job transitioning, do you think, into dealing with those kinds of issues?
We're getting better. I feel like there probably will never be enough therapists to take care of all the issues because of the number that's coming back. But we are getting better, and we've got the times cut down. The focus is that we want to have everybody taken care of within 125 days maximum. We're getting better in a lot of areas. You take the areas like Phoenix, that where all this problem started, they still got a long way to go. But the American Legion has had town hall meetings and centers set up throughout the country over the past 6-8 months. To meet with veterans that have not been able to get met with the VA hospital. And during that time, we've already put out over $1 million to these veterans that were waiting because of what the American Legion is doing. We're getting them taken care of. And we're going to do another 12 this year.
Wow, that's a pretty good progress. Well, can you talk a little bit about some of the other issues, too? It's one thing to take care of our veterans medically, when they come home, but also taking care of so many of them that got such great training and great opportunities during their military service, only to find sometimes when they come back home that some of that training maybe doesn't necessarily translate well, or some people don't think it translates well. What do we need to do to help them gain gainful employment?
One of the things that's been passed by Congress, and the president did sign the bill, is that to take care of part of that, if you take a truck driver that's been driving a truck wherever he's at for 2, 3, 20 years, whatever he's done in the service, and comes back and wants to apply for an over-the-road truck job, they've got it set now that he don't have to go through that 2-year training to do it. They can take the training that he's had in the military. The same thing as a medic. And that's probably one of the biggest things. A medic, for example, if you're a medic out on the battlefield and you take care and save lives while you're out there fighting a war, you've done more than most any EMT in the local area. So if you want to come back and be an EMT, they're getting them certified now because of the training. So this has been a big plus. This was a big step toward that.
Well, it's got to help military recruiting too, doesn't it? Knowing that once they get, if they choose not to make the military a career, that they can start a career at some point.
Right.
I want to talk American Legion specifically too, because we're talking a lot about some other things that you guys are advocates for. But the American Legion, still very relevant, still very important. What's the most important part for you about getting out? Is it the PR? Is it getting out and doing the outreach?
Getting out and talking to people, recruiting members. It's easy to recruit members when you talk to them and tell them what we have to offer. You know, I've talked about the four pillars. Americanism, which is one of our pillars, has all your basically your youth programs, American Legion Baseball, which is the oldest baseball program in the nation, our oratorical contests, our Boy State that we have. All these programs, part of their dues money when they pay goes and helps support these programs. Our oratorical contest is one of the biggest ones that the kids have. It's a nationwide oratorical contest, nationwide, and they put out over $138,000 in scholarships every year to high school kids.
Well, and some folks might look at the American Legion and still think that it's pretty much a men's organization. You do a lot for women.
We're getting more and more women in our organization all the time, and we're looking for more and more women. We want more and more women. We've got a lot of... in Kansas, we've had one woman state commander, she did an awesome job. We've got a lot of district commanders that are women. Women are coming up in the ranks, and they're as good and doing as much as we do. I mean, so we need them just as much as we need anybody else.
Absolutely. Well, so the future is bright for the American Legion?
Yes, absolutely. We're growing. Our membership is turning around, and all organizations have been losing membership over the years, not just the American Legion, and a lot of it's because of age. We got a lot of World War II vets still going, you know. But we're starting to get a lot of the younger vets in now, and we have a lot of things to offer the vets. A lot of, you know, there's discount programs that veterans can get if they're part of the American Legion. The benefits, the temporary financial assistance. Mm-hmm. If a veteran has a disaster, a tornado comes through, they can apply for temporary financial assistance if they're a member of the American Legion and get money that they don't have to pay back. So there's a lot of things that we offer. In Iowa here, just got through doing a fundraiser in Des Moines a couple weeks ago and raised almost $20,000 for the temporary financial assistance. So I compliment them because they're doing a tremendous job.
Still a lot of great support.
Yes.
How easy is it for a veteran to become a member of the American Legion? Just contact the post?
It's very easy. They can contact their post. They can actually go online on legion.org, which is a national website, and they can just follow the directions there and go to joining and click on there, and they can actually join right online.
See all the benefits and everything that's there.
Absolutely. Everything's right there in black and white form.
Outreach is getting easier and easier, but there's still nothing like getting out like you're doing now on your tour and visiting with folks.
No, this is a blast to get out and be able to tour and visit with people, and I meet all kinds of new people. I've got 8 states that I'm traveling, have to travel through for the Midwest region, and we continually go out and meet people and talk membership. That's what we do. You know, I talk membership all the time.
And you get to do it just in time for the snow and cold.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes planning is what it is.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, we hope you have a great trip, Mr. Sanford. Thanks for coming in and visiting with us again, and best of luck to you and the organization.
All right. Thank you for having me.